And welcome back to the Hannah Ashton podcast. This is episode 4, and it is a special episode today because I am hosting my first interview. So today's interview is with Dominique, and she is known on YouTube as Dominique KR. If you go to my blog and under this podcast post, there will be show notes and little highlights from the video, so I will have all of her links there. But in 2016, she uploaded her first video to YouTube, and she was only 11 years old. She didn't understand editing or filming or any other unseen aspects, but she was just excited to get started. YouTube is a creative outlet for her to express her passion for beauty, fashion, health, and fitness. Now she's 12, almost 13, and has been on YouTube for a year and a half. At age 12, she has a lot of dreams. Unfortunately, she feels like no one takes her seriously because of her age. YouTube is something she'd love to continue and develop into a career, and the phrase girl boss really inspires her and keeps her motivated. So I am so excited to talk to Dominique today about the girl boss movement, what some of our favorite quotes and inspiration are, how we overcome the fear we have for putting ourselves out there online. We talk about how she started and started at such a young age and how she overcomes challenges she faces. So I am so excited to introduce you to Dominique and her adorable Australian accent. So here we go. Enjoy the episode. Hi, Dominique. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yay, I'm so excited to talk to you. So my first question for you is, what compelled you to start your own channel, especially at the young age that you are?
When I was upset and I was having a bad day, or if I was even sick, I would go onto YouTube and I'd watch all these people really making me smile, and they'd have jokes and videos and things that just made me smile, like inspirational videos, and I want to make people smile too. It's always been something that I've wanted to do, and YouTube is just a platform that helps me express that.
Yeah, I love that. And that's actually very similar to why I started mine. Like, I just loved the feeling that I got when I watched someone like Bethany Moda or one of my favorite doll channels, and I wanted to like reciprocate that to people. So I totally understand. So how long have you had your channel for?
I've had my channel for a year and a half. There's been ups and downs. I'm not the best at video ideas, and sometimes I'll film like 3 videos in a row and I just won't like the turnout. So sometimes it doesn't work, and unfortunately that's not great, but you know, you've got to deal with it, and there's so much effort that you put in that people don't see.
Mm-hmm. So true. And so what has been the hardest part about starting? Is it the video ideas or the editing, filming, just like being on camera? What have you found it to be?
I find I can't address important issues to a large group. So I, like, if I was going to talk about anxiety, because that's something I deal with, not a lot of people watch my videos, and I'm trying to get a message out there, but you know, without a large audience, you can't quite get out what you want to say. And it's also linking to what I said before, it's hard for people to find my channel and for me to advocate it. So yeah,
I totally understand, and I know a lot of my clients also go through that, and just getting out there. And one of the things that I always tell them is to get out on as many social medias as possible. Like, even Facebook, even though it seems like such an old website, like, it can be really to interact and to join Facebook groups and to, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, like all the social medias, and just like making friendships on the social medias, and then that can eventually grow into an audience. But I totally understand. I know that's so hard starting out, is building that initial audience to want to actually watch your videos, and then you have something to create for them. So what is your filming and editing setup? What do you use?
I use iMovie, and I film on my iPad. I actually use natural lighting, and this just goes to show that you don't need fancy equipment and lights to film. I'm sure there's a great upgrade from, you know, taking your channel that step further, but just while you're starting out, a phone is fine to film on. You know, you can get amazing quality these days from just iPhones or Samsungs, and it's not just that you need fancy equipment and everything. While you're starting out, I highly recommend just, you know, using your iPad and editing on that. It's so much easier, and it's easier to upload.
And I know a lot of people use their iPhones or iPads to film, and that is completely fine. I mean, you have really great lighting, and I think you sit in front of a window. Is that correct, in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that lighting looks really well, and it makes, and good lighting can make your quality look better than it actually is, and can sort of like trick the screen of the audience into thinking you have a nicer camera. So what are a few of your favorite videos to film, or do you want to talk about like the content that you like to make?
I post beauty fashion videos. I'm really into health and fitness, so that's something I want to add on to my channel. I haven't quite got there yet because I am 12 and a lot of people say what I'm doing is extreme. I've actually cut most sugars out of my life, apart from natural sugar. And I find that that works for me, and I don't know why people judge me for being healthy and wanting to embrace a healthier lifestyle. But currently, my favorite videos to film are hauls. I love showing people what I got and what they can pick up at the store. I love showing them deals and great finds. I love filming school videos. This year, I've really been inspired to revise more and study and get better grades. And so far, it's working out for me. I also love any beauty and fashion related video.
That's awesome. And I actually totally relate to you, because when I started my main channel, I was maybe 14 or 15, so a little bit older, and I was also really into health and fitness. And first off, I like praise you for cutting out all sugars except natural sugars. Like, I have such a big sweet tooth, like that's amazing. But yeah, I totally was also there. Like, I wanted to post like health and fitness, and I went vegan for a month, and I tried out all these new things, and people just get so touchy around like health. Which I understand, like everyone needs to know themselves and like consult their doctors. But yeah, I can definitely see where you're coming from, like on YouTube, especially like health and what you eat is such a controversial topic. So I totally encourage you to post what you, what your heart desires and what you're interested in. And I think your stories are really, really amazing to share. So I know you said that it's hard for people to take you seriously because you're so young. Do you have an example of where this happened to you and how you sort of overcame it?
I get a lot of comments saying, you're too young, you can't wear that much makeup. And honestly, if you're getting negative feedback, negative criticism, just take it as a step to do what you're doing and, you know, show them that you can really define the odds and, you know, just do what you do, do what you want to do and do what you love to do. And if anyone wants to stop you in that path, their negativity is not needed nor wanted. So just don't listen to that and ignore it. I mean, there's a lot of hate on YouTube, and the opposite of hate is love. So just fight them with love, you know?
Yes. Couldn't agree more. That's so wise to know now with your channel, and kill them with kindness for sure. And I also find going along with what you said about take it as a step further is that on the videos that do the best, that I get the most views on, that's where the most hate comes, because it makes sense. You know, it's getting out to more people that maybe don't know me or haven't watched that video or one of my videos before, but they found that video. And so that's the videos that I'll start getting hate, and I'll start like second guessing myself. And I'm like, should I have put this up? Like, is it a bad video? And I find that sometimes that's where it's better to have that smaller like audience, but have them be really loyal and love you for who you are. And instead of being like this huge YouTuber, but most of the people there are just leaving hate. But yeah, I've definitely found that through YouTube, and couldn't agree with you more.
When I was a younger YouTuber, I would make videos, and then because of the overwhelming hate I got, I would delete them. Please don't do that, anyone. Like, just love yourself, know your value, know your worth. And don't let anyone tear you down, because God loves you, and that's one thing that matters.
Exactly. I love you so much. I wish we could meet up in person, but you're like on the other side of the globe.
Well, if you come, or if I come to America, we're definitely sorting it out.
Yay. We'll do a collab. Oh, that would be so great. I just love you. So who is your biggest inspiration? It can be a YouTuber or just someone in your actual life, or someone that's not a YouTuber.
I'm really inspired by you, your videos, and showing people how to live their life freely and how to, you know, overcome the fear of starting and fear of failure. I really love your channel and your values. I'm inspired by quite a lot of people. YouTube-wise, I would say Love Evie. She's a really positive British 16-year-old. Sarah Stay, she's Australian YouTuber who talks about health and fitness. And then more my style, Grace Foley. She's a YouTuber who makes girly and classy videos. So that's more like my style opposed to positivity. Non-YouTube, I'm very inspired by Miranda Kerr, Audrey Hepburn, and Ariana Grande.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yes. So what is your number one piece of advice for young starting YouTubers, maybe middle school or beginning of high school?
Don't give in to the fear of failing. As Emma Watson has said, it's not the absence of fear, it's overcoming it.
Oh, I love Emma Watson so much. Yeah, that's such great advice to give. And I did a video on this because so many people were telling me when they're like, I want to book a consultation and I want to start a YouTube channel or a blog, but I'm just scared of what other people at my school or people I don't know online are going to think. And so that's why I did that one video, the how to overcome the fear of starting a YouTube channel. And that video did so well, actually. I was not expecting it to that well, but I can definitely see it's something that everyone struggles with. And I think it was in the book Big Magic, which was written by the woman, Elizabeth Gilbert, I believe, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love. And what did she say? She had a great quote. So guys, I actually looked up a quote from this book because I wanted to get it right. And the book is Elizabeth Gilbert's Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear. And she says, it seems to me that the less I fight my fear, the less it fights back. If I can relax, fear relaxes too. So basically what I got from this is that fear is just sort of self-built. Like we build it up ourselves based on situations that maybe are never going to happen. And we just sort of think they're going to happen in our minds, you know, before we go to bed. So really you can control your fear. And even though it may seem bigger than you, it's a part of you. And like she says, if you relax and think of it as not a big deal and like, yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, filming and editing makes me happy, so I'm gonna do it. It's as simple as that. Then you can maybe start seeing that fear fall back.
I was watching a video by Erin Henry, and she actually said that fear is created by your brain thinking that you're doing something dangerous, but you've got to fight that fear, and other people may tell you not to do it, but they're trying to look out for you, because they don't want you to get hurt or upset or just, you know, not enjoy that experience. But if you are fearing something, it's a sign that you need to, like, you want to do it. If you are fearing something and if you're constantly thinking about starting YouTube, it means that's something that you want to pursue. So go there and just go and follow your dream.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And I love Erin Henry. I love her videos. And I definitely recommend watching Erin Henry and reading the book Big Magic. While we're on the topic of books, I'll actually bring in the book hashtag Girl Boss, because I know you watched the show, right? And you really loved it. And so what are your thoughts on the whole Girl Boss movement with Sophia Amoruso?
I feel like as it's called a girl boss, I feel like there could even be guys that are girl boss. It just so because it's girl, you know, any gender, it doesn't stop you from going and doing what you love. She was going to give up, but then she just kept on pursuing. And you have to, that's something to remember in life. Nothing comes easy. There's a quote on from my favorite character, Blair Waldorf, and she said, if you want to graduate, you've got to double your coursework. So it's really about the effort you put in is what you get out.
So true. And yeah, I think that show is so inspirational. And it was actually a really like well put together show, Girl Boss on Netflix, if you guys haven't seen it. And I actually heard they canceled the second season, which made me like heartbroken.
I know. I was so upset when I heard that. I have a friend, so I feel like I started a Depop store. Yeah, so I sell some clothing and thrifted things. I feel like a mini Sophia Amoruso, but I sell some clothes and like leather jackets and vintage like 70s clothes and stuff on my Depop. So me and my friend, her name's Morgan, I'm sure she won't mind me telling you about her. She actually found the show and she was like, Dominique, I feel like this is you. This character is you. And I was like, oh my God, it's just so sweet. And I had no idea what she was talking about. So I was like, wow, sounds like a good show. I checked it out and I fell in love with Girl Boss and all the values of self-love, you know, empowerment, and that you can do anything you set your mind to, really.
Yes, I love it. And have you read the book too, hashtag Girl Boss?
No, I haven't. I haven't been able to pick it up. Every time I go and find it, it's always out of stock.
Oh my gosh. You have to get it. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It's so great. And I have her other book called Nasty Galaxy, which is more of like a coffee table book, but it's still great. And like one of my life goals is to meet her because I just think she's so cool. And it's also amazing you have that little store where you resell things. So I will have that link to, along with all your other links in the show notes for people to check out. So my last question that I want to ask all of my interviewees is, what is your favorite quote or motivational statement? And I know you said some quotes throughout this podcast, but do you have another one that you just live by?
Yeah, I do. Just because my path is different, it doesn't mean I'm lost. Now, I really agree with this quote because doing something that other people don't want you to do or say you shouldn't do, we are not meant to conform to society. We are meant to break the boxes, break the boundaries, and really just show what you love to do. And if you are enjoying yourself, that is all that matters. I don't recommend starting YouTube for the money or the fame because that does not come automatically. That does not come for ages, and you'll most likely be disappointed. You've got to start because you love it, and if it's something that you want to do and you want to turn into a career and you're really passionate about it, then go ahead, go and do it.
So true. I waited years before I started making like a dime from YouTube. But I love that quote because it also goes along so well with the whole age boundaries thing. And I get told a lot too, started this business, started my YouTube, make money online, which is a really weird concept to some people. And so they're like, wait, you're how old? You're 17 and you're doing all of this. Like, are you sure you know what you're doing? And I'm sure you said you get the same thing. And I just love that quote because someone has to start doing this new thing. Someone came up with the idea of having a website where people post videos of themselves, called YouTube, and look what it became. And so you like, for everything that comes into life, there has to be someone who starts that thing or starts that trend. And so people shouldn't be so afraid of change and that new path. And just because someone's going on a different new path does not mean it's wrong or that they're not doing it the way they should, being young and all that. So I really love that quote. And I think it goes so well with the podcast that we just recorded and with everything. So thank you so much, Dominique, for coming on my podcast. I loved talking to you all the way across the globe. It's nighttime where I'm at, but it's morning where you're at.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate being here. I love all your values, and definitely subscribe to her if you haven't already. Her YouTube channel is literally the definition of my dream. So
Oh.
I love, and Hannah, you're so sweet, and thank you for talking to me and really appreciating me. As I said, not a lot of people appreciate age or barrier, but you took those barriers and you said, no, anyone can do that. And I'm really inspired by you and your channel.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That means so much. You're so great. So guys listening, I will have all of Dominique's links on the show notes on my blog. So if you're listening on SoundCloud, head over to hannahashtoncontent.com, go under podcast, and you can read all about her and follow her, because I definitely recommend following her. I can definitely see her going places. She is so cute and so inspirational at her young age. So yes, that is going to be it for this podcast episode. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will see you next Friday for a new one. Bye.
I don't know what that is. I put my phone on mute, and I don't know why this is coming.
Oh, that's fine.
I am so sorry. I have a 4S, so it doesn't seem to be working that much.
Oh yeah, they always like blow up right before, or
I
like not right
know.
before, like they like wear out so easily, so you have to go buy the newest one.
I know. I had a 3G and it was starting to crackle and sizzle and it was so scary.
Oh
Oh
man.
my gosh. It was like I could hear it. I'm just gonna put this in my cupboard so no one can hear it.
Okay.
But it was so scary because it would crackle, and I'm like, what if this blows up? What if like something happens to me? Like it made me very anxious. But anyway.
That is, yeah, that would be so scary. Oh my goodness.